It's 7:32 on a Tuesday morning. It's time for Dial a Doc, and that takes us to President and Chief Executive Officer Mark Gridley. Good morning, Mark. How are you today, sir?
Good morning. Doing great. Thank you.
Nice to have you with us, and a lot of stuff going on at FHN. Last week was National Hospital Week. Can you tell us what that was all about?
Sure thing. That would be my pleasure. The nation's largest event around healthcare that's dedicated to professionals that are working in the field. It began in 1921 when a magazine editor suggested that more information about hospitals might alleviate the public's fears about shrouded institutions back in that day. Of course, hospitals today are much more transparent, and it's easy for consumers to find out just about anything they want to know about their physicians, providers, and the healthcare institutions. Simple Google search will reveal a lot of information.
Now, this week, Mr. Gridley, is FHN Pride Week, and what does that all involve?
Well, FHN Pride Week, we decided to build off of the Hospital Week, and I should mention that last week was also National Nurses Week. So what we wanted to do is to have a week that was really dedicated to all of our caregivers, so everybody working at FHN, since we had a lot more people that work outside of the hospital and that work outside of nursing as well, and we wanted to celebrate them. And so we call it Pride Week, and Pride is actually an acronym. And that's an acronym stands for being patient-centered, respect, dignity, compassion, being innovative, delivering excellence, and being engaged. And I'd like to give the credit to all of our caregivers who actually came up with those workforce standards for us.
And I'm sure the pride's really showing this week and always. How long has FHN been serving patients in northern Illinois?
The hospital actually started in 1902, and it was originally known as the Globe Hospital, which was a 40-bed facility up on Upper Stevenson Street in Freeport. In 1904, they opened a school of nursing with a class of just seven women. In 1924, the Deaconess Society of the Evangelical Church purchased the Globe for a total of $22,500 and named it to Evangelical Deaconess Hospital. In 1960, that building was demolished. And then a new wing was added, and the name was changed to Freeport Memorial Hospital. And then in 2003, the network officially changed its name to FHN, so it reflected more of its caring outside of just the hospital doors and throughout our community.
Interesting history. Now, FHN, Mr. Gridley, is much more than FHN Memorial Hospital today. Where does FHN operate, and what type of services are offered now?
Well, FHN really services five counties throughout northwest Illinois, and we offer a broad range of services. We have our Leonard C. Ferguson Cancer Center, which is across from the hospital. We have 13 family health care centers, which are offering both primary care and specialty medical care. We have a hospice. We have a dental practice, and Jane Addams offering outpatient mental services. And on average, we see nearly 1,500 people a day coming to FHN for their health care needs.
What are some of the great things going on at FHN these days?
Well, there's always something going on, as you had mentioned. We have a lot of exciting developments. Last month, at the end of the month, we were able to open our new Physicians of Media Care, which is an urgent care offering in Freeport, which is open Monday through Sunday, so basically 7 days a week. During the week, Monday through Friday, it's open from 8 to 8, and on Saturday and Sunday, it's open from 8 to 4, to make it a lot more convenient for patients that need to get in urgently and get those appointments without missing too much work or missing too much time out of their life. We also have a TrueMatch that has been an orthopedic personalized implant, and what's really neat about that is it's an implant that isn't one size fits all or just made in different sizes. It's actually customized for every single patient that undergoes the procedure for getting that implant placed, so it's matched personally to their body. And Dr. Greg Damon, our orthopedic surgeon, was one of the pioneers to bring that to this area, so we're really proud of that. Our vein center has been hugely successful, and for anybody who has varicose veins or insufficient flow through their veins, they know what a challenge that can be. And so we've got some great testimonials about how people have alleviated pain and been able to get back to their normal activities throughout their life. We're working on making sure access is a little bit easier for primary care so we can get people into our offices sooner. And we continue to look at our quality measures. We were fortunate to be awarded the American Heart Association Gold Plus Stroke Award, and that was based on 3 years of work. And we've been recertified as an acute stroke readiness hospital. And the list goes on and on and on. We just have a lot of exciting things, and I'm very proud of the people of FHM.
Sounds like a ton of things going on. Now, FHN is a committed community partner and involved in a lot of things. What are some of the types of things FHN is involved with?
I'm really proud to work at FHN because it allows us to be a community partner. And really, FHN's sole purpose as a not-for-profit is to provide a societal good. So our board of directors takes that very seriously. So we're able to share all kinds of education events just on being healthy and well and helping to live productive lives. We do that through different health fairs. It was a big success this spring. We hosted that with the YMCA of Northwest Illinois and just had a ton of community partners from different organizations there. The community had a really strong turnout. And when we think about care outside of our hospital doors or outside of our physician clinics, we developed a program called Connect the Dots, which is led by our chief nursing officer, Kathy Martinez. And it really talks about how do we make sure people have what they need to stay healthy once they leave the hospital? Do they have the follow-up care that they need? Do they have the resources that are required? And that's been a group effort with a lot of partner agencies throughout the community. In the news, a lot of people are talking about the opioid epidemic that's sweeping across the nation. And FHN has been proud to partner with our local law enforcement and EMS agencies to help come up with a task force to combat that locally. And, of course, our support for a lot of local not-for-profits and community efforts like Collaborate Freeport and All In. These are all things that I'm really excited about. And if anybody would like to join me, we're going to be involved in the Pecatonica Crooked River 5K at the end of the month. And I think we already have over 20 members from FHN signed up to participate in that.
It's great to get out into the community and mix with folks and network. You mentioned a number of things that FHN, the corporate, is doing. FHN employees also very involved in the communities. What are some of the things those folks are doing now?
Well, again, our employees are living and working and raising families within the communities that we're serving. And I think that's a very unique place to be. We have most of our workforce that are actually taking care of the people that they live with, whether it be family and friends. And so people are very involved with their communities, whether that be local board of directors for different agencies, whether that be with their church groups, definitely in the parades that happen all throughout the summer. This is a great time to get outside. And so I'm hoping that people will be able to see a lot of folks wearing their blue FHN shirts with pride.
The theme this year, Mr. Gridley, is for National Hospital Week, FHN Pride Week, is Caring is Our Calling. How do you think that theme applies at FHN?
FHN, working in healthcare can be stressful even in the best of times. And it's truly an occupation that people don't do just for a paycheck. There has to be something intrinsically that drives and attracts a person to want to work in healthcare and to be able to serve others. And that's where we look at that caring is our calling, is that we're all called to do this type of work. And I often share with staff that I don't think that there's really many other occupations that you can feel so good about at the end of the day, because you earn your living by helping others. And I think that's a wonderful place to be. And Caring is Our Calling is certainly an example of each one of our staff members.
We're talking with Mark Gridley and Dial-A-Doc today from FHN. Mr. Gridley, how can listeners find out more about all the things that go on at FHN and what FHN has to offer? Where can they go?
Well, of course, they can keep listening to a radio station like yours and interviews like this one. We also publish the Insight magazine, which goes out to just over 70,000 people in our area. This tells a lot about FHN with a calendar of events. And we actually are celebrating many of our caregivers or employees in this edition of the Insight, of different milestones that they're reaching for their anniversary. So please look out for that. But the best place to keep up to date is our website, and that's at www.fhn.org.
All right. And finally, folks oftentimes, especially retired folks, looking for being able to help. How can listeners help at FHN? I'm assuming you have a great volunteer program.
We do. We're truly fortunate. We have a small army of volunteers. I believe the last count, we were over 400 volunteers that were coming and helping at the hospital and throughout our organization to be a part of our FHN family, and more importantly, to support all the patients that we serve. Of course, we always welcome contributions to our FHN Foundation to help us invest in tools and equipment and further our philanthropic mission. Please come out and enjoy a lot of the events that we have throughout the community, whether that be health fairs, runs, or parades. But probably the most important thing that people can do is to refer family and friends to FHN services.
The volunteer people are an amazing group of people, aren't they?
Absolutely, they are. We're so grateful for them.
Yeah, they really contribute. We've been talking with Mark Gridley, President and Chief Executive Officer at FHN. And Mark, it was great talk with you. Thanks so much for joining us today. I know you're a busy guy. I'll let you get back to work. But thanks for filling our listeners in on what's going on in FHN. You take care, all righty?
My pleasure.
All right. Chief Executive Officer and President Mark Gridley, FHN. The proceeding has been brought to you by FHN.